Now serving butter and bacon. The good stuff.
Yeah, so then another guy writes me and he says 400. I'm like, ooh. So now I basically got that other card for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I write back 500. So he writes back and he says 400. I can't go any higher, you know, blah, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. My dog needs surgery. My cat's dying, whatever. So I'm like, all right. So meet me.
I have to go pay for a GoFundMe for somebody. Yeah.
I'm like, meet me halfway, 450. This way, the eBay fees are paid, the PayPal fees are paid, and I basically get the 400. So he did. Right. I was shocked. I was like, holy. So I took that, and I immediately turned around and bought a Disney gift card.
Nice.
So
now that is a way to save for a Disney vacation. Oh, and we might have guests who also are interested in Disney vacations. Hi.
Welcome to
Butter and Bacon. I'm Paulie.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dean.
And we are discussing the good stuff. Thank you for joining us this show. We're actually going to have a topic that was brought up because Dean was asking me about recent movies. Not for him, but for his wife to watch. So it made me...
And you still said Civil War and Star Trek.
Well, because they're good.
Oh, my God, yeah, hello.
So I actually started thinking, how would we, what would we as Disney fans, Disney aficionados, and lovers of the good stuff, what would we recommend to be a kid's first Disney movie? So I'm going to lay the groundwork a little bit. I'm talking, when I say Disney movie, I mean specifically animated films. So Star Wars, no.
So we can't use those films that kind of have Disney wording in them, but they're not made by Disney. They're made by some guy in California in a garage.
Right.
Oh, okay. That just threw out my first five.
Yeah, can't use Dazney. You know, none of those. But
the,
it does
the real
incorporate...
Snow White and what she does with the dwarves. Okay.
No. and it does incorporate everything that is under the Disney banner. So Disney Toons, Pixar, Studio Ghibli, things like that. Those are all included.
Clone Wars?
No, because that's a TV show. So we're talking Disney movies specifically.
Okay. Just getting the groundwork up.
The first thing we need to figure out is what age of kid are we talking about? Now, of course, your results may vary. My kid went to see WALL-E in the theater when she was 2. I think, Dean, I know you held on a little bit longer to take your kid to see a movie in the theater. Mike, I'm not sure. I mean, you might have actually had your kid in a theater, for all I know.
Didn't have the kid in the theater.
Not easy. Not those kinds of theaters.
That's an interesting question, Blaise. I'm trying to remember if we took him to see Tangled. Because if we took him to see Tangled, he would have been less than a year, and that wouldn't even qualify.
Right.
Saw Monsters University on the cruise, so he was 3. So that might have been first movie.
And then I'm thinking that it also has to be something that a kid could actually watch and react to. Like, I know my kid was staring at the screen during WALL-E. I'm not saying she got much out of it at age 2.
No, I don't think she got much out of it. Well, wait a minute. Does she recycle now?
Yes, she does.
is she by and large?
Well, I am.
Not big and large, by and large.
Easy.
Did she only like the first 45 minutes and then complain to you about the rest?
No.
Did she hate the first 45 minutes and like the rest?
No, neither.
Okay, so she doesn't have a Twitter account.
She does like saying Eva. Yeah, she's not part of the Disney Twitter.
Do you know the WALL-E and Eva Vinylmations are worth a lot of money?
I don't doubt it. I mean, Eve was like ridiculously hard to find, I think, right?
The two pack was like upwards of around $500 on the secondary.
Oof. Yikes.
Yeah. Yep.
This has been your secondary market report with Mike.
Yeah.
I don't have
that one.
Nice. So would you say 5? Just to have an age to kind of start with? Or what do you guys think?
I think that's fair. You're starting to enter school age at that point. You're probably a little bit more inclined to pay attention to a full movie. I mean, some kids might 2 or 3, some 6 or 7. So 5 sounds like a good middle number to me.
Right, and you're starting to also probably get into their seeing things that they want at stores that are Disney branded. So there might be some kind of tie in there. Mike, get off of eBay.
$1,000. $8.99, $9.99. Oh my goodness.
We are recording a show.
eBay scum.
Right. So what
says the guy who wishes he had it to sell him on eBay?
No. No. I have Carl and Ellie actually, and I would never sell it.
Well, we will get to that.
Yeah.
So I actually have the Wikipedia list of the Disney animated features. How we're going to whittle this down, because I had a couple ideas. We could just throw them out there, but I wanted to make sure that we covered all of them. Is I'm going to go down the list, starting with Snow White and ending with Finding Dory. All of them in chronological order. If you've seen it, you can just vote a simple yes or no. And the majority rules. So if all three of us have seen it, and two of us say yes, then it goes on to the next round. And then basically what I'm going to do is whatever makes the first cut, we're going to do a either or. And then whittle it down to the official Butter and Bacon Good Stuff recommendation for first Disney animated film to show your kid.
That's awesome. Now, just before we go, do either of you have something in mind already for your number one?
I thought I did, and then I looked at the list, and now that might be changing.
Huh. I don't yet.
I do. I have one in mind. So okay.
So we can see if what you have in mind matches what we come up with.
Right.
All right. So first off the list, Snow White.
Yes.
No.
And I also say no.
Too scary.
Yeah. Pinocchio.
Yes.
I'll say yes for now.
All right. So that makes it Fantasia.
No.
Yes.
I also say yes. Dumbo.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Bambi.
No.
Yes.
I say no, too. That hunter scene really gets you. Saludos, amigos. Now, again, you have to have seen these.
I can't remember if I've seen it.
I mean, I'm the only one that's seen it, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I may have seen it, and I think I'd say no.
Yeah, Victory Through Air Power.
I have not seen that.
No.
I have it and no. So would that be good? The Three Caballeros.
The Three Caballeros. Three Caballeros. Yes.
No.
And I say yes. Make Mine Music.
Haven't seen it.
Pass.
All right, so that's a no. Song of the South.
Yes.
My answer is no.
Wah, wah.
Sadly, my four-year-old actually has seen part of it.
Wow. Well, the yeses have it, so that'll move on. Fun and Fancy Free.
Haven't seen it.
I don't think I've seen that one either.
All right, so that would be a no. That's the one with Mickey and the Beanstalk as part of it.
No, I have seen that. I have seen that.
Yeah. Melody Time.
I haven't seen it.
I don't think I've seen that either.
All right. Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yes.
I'd say no.
All right. I also am going to say no. That's probably a little creepy.
A little too scary.
Cinderella.
Yes, hopefully.
I'll give that a yes.
Oh, thanks.
That's a yes for me.
I'm still baffled at Snow White.
Well,
wow. It's watch Snow White with a 5-year-old.
It's really
terrifying.
Scary. Okay, Alice in Wonderland.
There was a reason she had a scary ride at Magic Kingdom.
Okay, but
Did
you take your son on a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Yeah, but not until he was tall enough and old enough to watch.
And you can also look the other way from the witch.
Okay, what's your Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland.
Reluctantly, yes.
I'll say yes.
All right, so you won't watch Snow White, but you'll let your kid watch the Cheshire Cat smoking weed.
No, the Cheshire Cat doesn't smoke.
Oh, not Cheshire Cat. Who did? Who was it?
The Caterpillar.
Okay, sorry. The Caterpillar was getting high.
But Mike, you can always just say, if you're a magical caterpillar, you could smoke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Peter Pan.
Yes. Plus, you've let a lot of other scenes and other movies that have smoking scenes get by.
True.
So that one should,
including Pinocchio.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Peter Pan. Peter Pan, I'd say yes.
I say yes. Mike, that's a yes for Peter Pan?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
No.
God, that's tough. You know what? I'm going to say yes, because we can discuss. 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Yes.
I also say yes. Sword in the Stone.
Yes.
Yes.
No, but yes has it. Jungle Book.
Yes.
That's 1967.
Yes, that's the 67, right, not the quote-unquote live-action version. And yes, 1967. 6-7.
Jungle. Oh, I'm on the fence on that, so I'm going to err on the side of yes or no.
Okay, I'm going to say yes too. The Aristocats.
I've never seen. Well, did I see it? I don't remember it, so I'm gonna say abstain because I don't.
Okay,
remember.
So you abstain.
I say yes.
I'm gonna say yes, so we can discuss Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Wow.
Reluctantly, yes.
I'm going to also say yes. Rescuers.
Yes.
No.
I'm also going to say no. Fox and the Hound.
Yes.
No.
No. The Black Cauldron.
Yes.
No.
No.
All right, I just want to thank everybody for coming. I'm just going to step off to the side over here. I guess my kids are demented.
Well, they've reached a large age. The Great Mouse Detective.
Yes.
I'll say yes on that.
Okay, I say no, but we can discuss. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
5-year-old?
Yeah.
No.
It's PG-13.
Yeah, right, no. I'm
gonna say no. Yeah, I'm gonna say no. Oliver and Company.
Which one was that?
That's the one with Billy Joel.
No, I don't remember it, so I'm gonna abstain.
Orange Cat.
I'm in the same boat as Mike. I don't remember it.
Okay,
so
and I'm gonna say no. It's not no. Little Mermaid.
No.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna
Ursula
say yes.
Ursula is terrifying.
Okay.
Listen.
Wait. I'm gonna say yes. We can discuss when we get to that one.
Oh, by the time your kid hits 20, he's gonna be afraid to leave the house.
DuckTales the movie.
No.
I never saw it.
Okay. Neither have I. So, Dean, you're the only vote.
Magic Lamp, right?
No.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
All right. Rescuers Down Under.
Yes.
Still going no on Rescuers.
I'm going to say no, too. Joanna's terrifying. Beauty and the Beast.
Huh. Yes.
No.
This is funny.
My son is terrified of that wolf scene and the beast.
Do you take your kid to the Magic Kingdom?
More often than you do, my friend.
Daddy, who's that big guy? Oh, we don't look at him.
Well, wait, and Mike, if you listen to episode 4, you'll know that Dean has never seen the Beauty and the Beast stage show.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I got news for you. I'm going to give you a preview, Mike. Aladdin is also a no. As is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, all right. I'll give you a nightmare.
Hold on. All right. So Beauty and the Beast, I'm going to say yes. Aladdin, I am going to say no. Mike?
I'm a yes.
All right, so that's two no's for Aladdin. Nightmare Before Christmas, no.
No, I would say no.
No. Lion King, that's a hard no for me.
Also.
Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
5-year-old watching a father die, that's great. Like, but on it's, screen. It's,
listen, with terrifying hyenas.
Listen, it's a cartoon, and you teach.
No.
I don't know. My kids watch this, and they're Dean's List and Presidential Scholars, so they're doing good.
Dean's List doesn't have that movie on it.
Actually, yeah. If you want to go by my list, they shouldn't have been watching it.
All right. A goofy movie. I haven't seen it.
That is a yes.
No, the tall guy scares me.
All right.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
You can leave it off the list since you guys have never
okay,
seen it.
Okay, Pocahontas. Seen. Yeah, it's only going to be you. Pocahontas.
I'm going against the grain again, yes.
Nah, I'll let that one sneak in with a yes.
I'm going to say yes only because you need to teach kids early how bad Mel Gibson's singing is. Toy Story.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, that's a yes for me.
Yes. Yes.
James and the Giant Peach.
I would say yes.
I did not see it.
I want to say no because I used to work in a toy store and they played this movie incessantly. Unfortunately, it would qualify, so I'll say yes.
Okay. Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think I'd say no on that one.
Doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your opinion, though, Mike. I know it's yes.
No, I'm actually on a fence with this one. So you guys already said no, so that's fine.
I mean, the lusting after a woman, and don't need to explain any of that to a 5-year-old. Hercules.
Yes.
You know, interesting, just a sidebar on that. There's a lot of, and you know, being married to a psychologist, there's a lot of sidebar as to what the kids would actually understand on some of the subjects.
Of course.
But,
and you know, some is more overt than others.
Exactly. See, and I think part of it too, and because I'm thinking my kids, how my kids were at their age, and you know, being in this line of work, they might have heard more than other kids might have heard.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking back to my kids. I'm like, they were okay with this stuff because, they, you know, the reality was worse than the animated feature of some of the things that they probably heard me talk about. So,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Where are we at? Hercules.
Yes.
I'll let you go first, Paul.
Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Then I won't even comment.
All right. Mulan.
I'm on the fence.
You can comment when we do the matchups. Yes. Mulan.
Yes.
I'm a no on that one.
I think I'm going to say yes. Bug's Life.
Oh, yes.
I'll go yes, even though Hopper's terrifying.
Yeah, Hopper is terrifying. I'm actually leaning towards
their show in Animal Kingdom's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. I actually, my official vote would be no, but we can discuss when we do it. Doug's first movie, I have not seen it.
I haven't either.
All right, so that's out. Sorry, Doug fans. Of Doug Live and other words. Tarzan, which, interestingly, I just watched on Saturday. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I say yes.
I've seen that, yeah. I'll go yes or no.
All right, Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Fantasia 2000.
Nobody should see that.
Yeah, what? No. What? Oh, separate episode. All right. Mike, what was your vote?
No.
Wow.
I'm proposing.
Not to a five-year-old.
No, no. I'd say yes, but I just didn't like it that much.
Wow, all right. Well, fine. We don't have to talk about a Tigger movie.
Was that a yes or a no for you on Fantasia 2000?
Me? That was a yes.
Okay, well, it's in the list then.
All right, Tigger movie.
Absolutely yes.
I haven't seen it. I can't vote. All right, so it's just you, Dean, which means no. Dinosaur. No.
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 Emperor's New Groove. Yes.
Yes.
Meh.
What? All right. Recess, School's Out. Didn't see it.
No.
Never saw it.
Not no, no. No, I never saw it.
Right. Atlantis, The Lost Empire. I'm going to say no.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't seen it.
All right. So, since Mike, you're the lone vote, then that's a no. Because we can't debate something only one of us has seen. Monsters Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
I'm actually going to say yes. And we can discuss. Return to Neverland.
I don't think I've seen that.
I don't think I've seen it either.
All right, so then off it comes. I have seen it. Lilo and Stitch. Good? Yes.
Was that a yes to Lilo and Stitch or yes, Return to Neverland was good?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Lilo and Stitch is a yes to everybody?
Yes. Yes. Dean, what was your persistent question?
I wanted to know if Return to Neverland was a good movie.
Oh.
Since you were the only one who saw it.
It's unforgettable. Or rather, it is rather forgettable.
Okay.
So I couldn't tell you anything about it.
All right.
Which means it can't be that great. Spirited Away. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
Never saw it.
Treasure Planet.
Yes.
I don't remember it.
I'll say yes. We can debate. Jungle Book 2.
No.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Piglet's Big Movie. Haven't seen it.
No, haven't seen it.
It would be a yes, but you guys haven't seen it, so it doesn't matter.
Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Brother Bear. Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good. I think that was the last movie animated at the studios.
I think you're right. Teacher's Pet. Didn't see it.
Oh, didn't see it. That doesn't sound too Disney friendly.
It's not hot for Teacher, Mike.
I have seen it. No.
Home on the Range. Didn't see it.
Don't the deer and the antelope play there?
They do, and also the female cows speak with male voices, which still
I've never seen that.
Alright.
Nathan Lane was in Teacher's Pet.
Oh, look at you.
As was Jerry Stiller and Kelsey Grammer.
Jerry Stiller. The Incredibles.
Yes.
I say yes.
I'm gonna say that's a great movie.
Yes. Oh, I wonder why.
you know, if you would have said no to that, I was gonna say no to that, but
I'll hold off for my explanation part.
Yes, because you dressed your kid like the Incredibles, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
I sure did.
I would have hung up if you said no.
Oh no!
No heffalumps.
Heffalumps are terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's scary.
All right, so that's a no. Howl's Moving Castle.
I don't know that one.
Studio Ghibli. All right, so that's a no. Valiant.
I don't know that one either.
I don't remember that, so that's a no.
All right, that's the Pigeon World War II breakout movie, which I actually enjoyed, but probably not for a five-year-old. Chicken Little.
Yes.
I think it's fine. I don't remember it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Yes.
And
it looks... Bambi 2. I'm going to say no.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
All right, so it's no anyway. The Wild. I haven't seen it.
I didn't see that either.
Mm. Wait a minute. Isn't that the one where they all escape?
The Wild?
Yeah.
No, I think that was their knockoff of Madagascar.
Okay, yeah, no. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it definitely is their knockoff of Madagascar. Looking at the poster picture right now.
Yes. Cars.
Jim Belushi was in
it. Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, I'll say yes.
Cars,
to Cars.
Sure, yeah.
Meet the Robinsons.
Yes, I like that.
I'll say yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Ratatouille.
Yes, Ratatouille.
That's a yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, and I think this falls under the category that your wife has of all of the adult things the kids won't get.
Exactly.
WALL-E. Clearly, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
I think for a five-year-old, no, but I mean, I love the movie, but I think for a five-year-old, okay, there's just not enough to hold them.
We can discuss. Tinkerbell. This is the Disney Toon Studios first. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have, and I'm still trying to remember it, to be honest.
I don't remember it either.
All right, well, then we'll take it off, because we're not going to have any worthwhile discussion if you guys can't remember.
No.
Roadside Romeo.
Lucy Liu is in that movie.
Yes, she is.
I do remember Tinkerbell. Actually watched it fairly recently.
Roadside Romeo was released in India. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it.
No.
Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Though it has Miley.
I think
you would have to explain to your kids more about Miley than you would the movie.
See, I don't think you would, because after a certain period of time, the voice is just a voice.
Hmm. Yeah,
although,
true.
Why does that little girl sound like an 80-year-old smoking woman?
Because that's what drugs do to you.
Right. Up.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say no, so I'm going to put Dean in the hot spot.
Yeah, I'm on the hot spot, because I'm very much on the fence here, and I'm leaning no.
Hmm. Well, you better lean one way or the other.
I'm going to go no.
Okay.
I'm going to go no.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot to explain about the first 20 minutes and the whole cave scene and the terrorizing dogs chasing you. That's rough on a kid.
Yes, a talking dog that says squirrel is terrifying. Oh, my God.
I think Mike hasn't been around five-year-olds in a while.
No, Mike.
You know what? There's a disclaimer. I haven't. So,
Fair. It's not the talking dogs that say squirrel. It's the talking dogs that are Dobermans and bulldogs.
Yeah, I want to kill you.
But it's a cartoon!
Yes. But not to a five-year-old.
You're comparing Up to Cujo.
No, we're comparing. I guess so. But,
All right, I'm pretty sure you guys haven't.
All right,
go ahead.
Given the experience that I've actually shown that movie to my child,
see, that's the thing.
His reaction.
Okay, there you go.
I can tell you how he was with it.
So to be fair,
we had to shut it off.
To be fair, yeah, you guys do have. You are closer to that younger stage than I was. So
yes, that's fine. Ponyo.
No, yo.
Oh God, it's actually really good. That's funny, Mike. That's a yes from me, but yeah. No, yo. Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure.
Yes.
That's a yes.
All right. Christmas Carol.
Which version is that?
2009, that would be the Mickey Jim Mouse, Carrey? Goofy,
Jim
Donald.
Jim Carrey one?
No.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, no, wait, yes. You're right. That is a Jim Carrey one, and I will say no, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'll say no as well, because Jim Carrey's creepy in that movie.
When he starts
he did an
to get,
amazing job.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
It's fantastic. Princess and the Frog.
Yes.
I actually tried to show this to my son this week, and he got bored, but I don't think there's anything inappropriate there.
Well, bored doesn't mean inappropriate.
No, that's what I said. I'll vote yes.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't like
that. I'm going to say yes. I actually took my daughter to the premiere at the Ziegfeld Theater in New York City for that one, nice. Which was fun. Toy Story 3.
Oh. Do you know I cried? Because right around that time, my son was going to college.
Spoilers.
So yes.
Well, actually, no,
okay, look, if Toy Story 3, if you haven't seen it by now.
6 years later.
You. There's the beep.
I'm going to say no.
I will also say no.
That's tragic.
The movie's tragic, you're right.
The whole thing, the last third act is tragic.
It is. It was devastating, but that should be in.
Tales from Earthsea, I have not seen.
I've never heard of that.
Tales from the Crypt, yes.
You probably would say yes to Tales from the Crypt.
No, that's a little too much.
Tangled.
But it's just animated.
Yes. Well, you're right, it is.
Well, okay, go see Ghost in the Shell with your child. Tangled.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I'll say yes.
No,
loaded with domestic violence.
Yeah, it is. Romeo and Juliet.
Never saw it.
No one saw this. No one saw it. Mars Needs Moms. No.
I didn't know that was animated.
Yes, it's horrible. And no.
No is good. I saw it, but no is good.
Mike owns Martin Snape's mom. Cars 2.
Yes.
You're not going to believe this, but I'm going to abstain.
Wow.
I haven't seen the whole movie.
Okay. I'm going to say yes, so Mike and I can debate it. Winnie the Pooh, I didn't see.
That one gets a yes.
I would say yes, but I'm not a fan.
That's fine. Secret World of Arete, I did not see.
Never heard of that one.
So that's a no.
Mike, any comments on Secret World of Arete?
Oh, it's a secret.
Nice. Brave.
Yes.
No.
No. Mom turning into a giant vicious bear. Just makes you appreciate
your mother even more.
I love the words of wisdom coming from you. Secret of the Wings.
I will give that a yes.
I'll give that a yes as well.
I don't remember it. So.
All right. Frankenweenie, no.
Ho, ho, ho. Would you like a Frankenweenie?
How'd you get the beans above the Franks?
There's something about Pauly.
Easy. But you have Brett Favre.
What's in your hair?
No. Oh. Okay. Oh, I need some of that.
Here, give me a scoop of that.
No. What's your vote on Frank and Weenie?
No.
That's a no.
Okay. Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yes.
I'm going no.
I'm going to say yes. And we can discuss. God. Monsters University.
Yes.
Still going no.
Yeah, unlike Monsters, Inc., I think Monsters University is a no. It's a lot scarier.
It teaches the important value of not cheating.
Okay. So does Ryan Lochte. Planes.
Robert Lochte?
Yeah.
No more Speedos for you, Pauly.
Oof. Never.
Hey, you know what? He had a mattress commercial with a mattress company, and they dumped him.
Yes.
That was the dumbest thing ever, because just think how perfect it could have been. Ryan Lochte, he lies on our mattresses.
That would probably work for a local store chain.
That would be great.
Yes. Planes, I say yes.
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 Frozen.
No.
This is hard. I also say no.
Yeah, I'll go with no.
The Pirate. Well, too late.
It didn't matter. Look,
Mike had. Yeah, Mike has to be contrary. We're gonna make Mike go first so he doesn't know what our answers are. The Pirate Fairy. I'm gonna say actually no to this one.
I'm trying to remember. I'm not sure if I saw it, but I remember it. I know I have it. I'm just gonna abstain because I don't remember.
Okay. So then that's a no, because it would only be one of us.
Yeah.
The Wind Rises, I did not see. Man, I need to see more Studio Ghibli films.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
All right. Planes, Fire, and Rescue, big yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was really good. I actually enjoyed that a lot. Big Hero 6. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no also.
I think I'm going to say no too, just because I think it's a little bit more than a kid can understand.
I think there's going to be a lot of confusion and not like a what do they mean.
Yeah.
But more of why are they so sad.
Yeah.
No one in their right mind saw the next movie, so I'm going to skip it. And it was strange. It was strange magic. No.
I did not see that. I bet you saw that, though.
I didn't.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Terrible. Inside Out.
See, I think this falls squarely on a five-year-old's not going to understand a lot of what's going on, mm-hmm. but Joy is really fun, mm-hmm. and I think they'd like the movie for that.
I think I agree with you.
Okay, doesn't matter what I say. But I would have said...
No, it does matter.
It does, but we'll discuss. No. Okay, all right, so Mike's got to know. Yeah. The Good Dinosaur, I abstain.
Hey, I'll see that Saturday night at movie night here at Zop Park in Chicopee.
Ding!
I'll be there working.
Concessions.
Will that be your first time seeing it?
Yep, it is.
Okay, then I guess that's a no.
Nobody should have to see that movie.
Nice. Zootopia, I will say yes.
Oh my god, yes. That was last movie night, last week.
I will say no.
Okay. And that's yes, Mike said yes. That one goes on.
That one goes on.
Finding Dory.
Haven't seen it yet. So please don't spoil it. Don't tell me if they found her.
Okay, then we won't tell you about how Becky eats the... Oh, okay.
Oh, son of a...
You know, I'm going to say no.
I probably would have said yes, but it won't matter now because that's 50-50.
Yeah. And I think the reason is kind of the same for some of the other ones. I think why she's sad is going to go over their heads, but kids get really emotional when they see characters that are sad. So, all right.
She's so cute.
Yes, she is. So why is she sad? Dad, why is she sad, Dad?
How about Gigantic?
It's not on the list.
How about Coco?
Not on the list.
What else is on your list?
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
Finding Dory. So now we go through the mix and match, and we discuss. So first pairing is going to be Alice in Wonderland versus Planes, Fire, and Rescue. Which one?
Oh, come on, Planes, Fire, Rescue.
Okay.
Between those two, that's me. And discussion is just because kids will understand it a hell of a lot more than they would Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, that's a good valid reason. Dean?
From a five-year-old perspective, I'd actually agree with Mike.
And I do as well.
Every time we watch Alice in Wonderland, my son says, "Why does he have a smoker?"
Right. Because he's getting high, man.
Well, that was a really good impression. Princess and the Frog or Song of the South?
Song of the South made it?
Yes.
Song of the South.
I would say Princess and the Frog out of those two.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to choose Princess and the Frog too. So, goodbye, Song of the South.
For no other reason, because Song of the South had live action pieces.
I agree. I think for introducing a 5-year old to a Disney movie for the first time. Live action pieces are
keep it fully in.
They're going to bog down. Yeah,
I think I lose track of that. Okay, you know what? I'll go with you guys.
Okay.
I kind of lost track of the first time thing.
Sword in the Stone or Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
There's no place I'd rather be.
That's awesome. Hello, hello, hello. Dumbo or Mulan?
Oh. Mulan. See,
there's not an option?
Mulan. No, you have to make a choice. Yeah, I'm going
to
say...
I said no to both.
Yes, I know. Of those two, I'm going to say Mulan because, again, crying Dumbo in mom's locked up trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Crying Dumbo versus Outright War Scenes. Yeah, I'll explain war over...
Yeah, you'd rather explain why they're fighting.
Yeah, I would.
I see that. The Little Mermaid or The Incredibles?
Wow.
I'm going to go with Little Mermaid.
I think I am, too. I think I would go with Little Mermaid for the first Disney movie, too.
And honestly, that was the one I was leaning towards from before I even looked at the list.
Wow. So okay, well, yours made it.
I'm going to vote Little Mermaid. Dean?
I would have voted Incredibles out of those two.
Okay, interesting. And part of my reasoning of voting Little Mermaid is the sidekicks. Let's see. Emperor's New Groove or Cars?
Cars.
Cars.
Wow. I vote Emperor's New Groove for the slapstick comedy.
I have a bias for younger children of non-human characters.
Okay, I can see that.
I think they like animals, cars,
they like the anthropomorphic over the realistic. Okay. Meet the Robinsons or Fantasia?
Meet the Robinsons.
Fantasia.
It's down to me. I'm going to say Fantasia.
Wow.
And the reason that I say that is because of all of its various segments, it has Mickey Mouse.
Exactly.
But is that enough to hold for the whole film?
It comes second to last. Mm-hmm. So you've got, you know, the first thing is music and shapes.
Yeah.
The problem.
Bright colors.
The problem is there is the... Yeah, the problem is there is the person sort of introducing clip by clip.
Yes,
Steve
Taylor can get a little mind-numbing.
And that's where we had, you know, my son wants to kind of fast-forward over those parts.
Sure.
You know, Meet the Robinsons, I think, is just it's a more entertaining movie for me.
You have Tomorrowland.
But...
You have Space Mountain.
Yeah, you got a lot, and I'm not sure the kids understand all that. But,
Right. Yeah,
the whole orphanage and the whole Goober thing, it gets a little sad, I think, for them.
Yeah. All right, The Great Mouse Detective or Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
I'm going to have to agree with you guys there.
Geez, don't sound so happy.
As opposed to Tinkerbell. But
yeah, Tinkerbell. Yeah, no.
He's in Wreck-It Ralph, too.
Are you suggesting
Electric Boogaloo? Sleeping Beauty or A Bug's Life?
Oh.
And they're very different.
A pair of terrifying.
I know.
You know what? I think you're right. I think I would have to go with Sleeping Beauty just because of the Disney nostalgia.
Well, that's interesting because, and that would definitely mean more to the parent or guardian or whomever. You know, that makes it maybe a little bit more enjoyable and means something too. I think I'll agree with you with Sleeping Beauty over A Bug's Life.
Yeah, it's still probably... I don't know if bugs qualify in my anthropomorphic
argument. They're not animals. They're not animals. That's funny. Let's see. Aristocats or Treasure Planet?
Ooh. I'll go last.
All right, I'll go Aristocats.
As would I.
Okay.
The music and the animals, I think, are more appealing.
Yep. It's got that Walt touch. No, it doesn't. I had to say that before Dean jumped on me. Wally, I'm going to be evil, or Toy Story?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
All right. Toy Story it is. Pocahontas or Pinocchio?
And she's with her forest friends, right?
She is. Yes. Hasn't been bulldozed for Pandora yet. In this one, I'm going to go first. I'm going to say Pocahontas over Pinocchio. I think a lot of people who haven't seen Pinocchio in a while haven't seen Pinocchio in a while. And it's...
Yeah,
it's
I think I'll go Pinocchio.
Okay. So it's up to, it's up to you, Dean.
Wow. Another one where I might say neither.
Right? Of those two, which would you show a 5-year-old?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, Pinocchio has some really...
Well, wait a minute. If he abstains, do they both get thrown out?
No.
No, okay. I can't abstain.
No, in this round, you have to fight.
Okay.
I mean, vote. This is the Disney movie Fight Club.
Right? Oh, wow. I guess I would lean, and this is going to be a really lame reason, I'm going to lean towards Pocahontas.
Okay.
Because of the couple of animal characters that kids would have more likely
enjoy. That's fine. Miko and Flick.
Enjoy.
Sure.
Yeah, and the music is a little better. I think the colors are a little brighter, too.
Oh, which most
sounds,
certainly.
Sounds weird to care about.
Well, it's the colors of the wind.
Exactly. At that younger age, they probably want that.
Do you know why I said Pinocchio?
All of them.
Do you know why I said Pinocchio?
Why?
Because of the life lesson it teaches with Jiminy Cricket and conscience.
And don't smoke and gamble and go to Pleasure Island.
But that's why I went with that. Jiminy Cricket was my
exciting
thing.
Yep. All right. Robin Hood or Tangled?
Tangled. Nothing like a good domestic and some salt and batteries.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to go with Robin Hood. Nothing like Grand Theft Auto. And give me another crime. Grand larceny.
Well, self-by means with a bow and arrows.
There's tax evasion. There's
you're touching on everything. Well, I have kidnapping.
That's true.
Right. Arson.
One of the ruffians is a mime, and kids love mimes, right?
Wow, you're going with a mime. Okay. Robin Hood is out.
Get out, Robin.
I've got a dream.
Oh, God, you are made for the Snuggly Duckling.
They should make the Snuggly Duckling.
Yes, they should.
You know they have Pinocchio in the Snuggly Duckling, you know.
Yes.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Winnie the Pooh or the Three Caballeros?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Winnie the Pooh. And this is the more recent one.
Dean?
The 2011 one.
I would also go with Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Phew.
Winnie the Pooh, I think, skews a little bit younger.
I agree.
But he's so damn depressed, and so is Eeyore.
Well, that's like, Winnie the Pooh is not depressed. He's got
he's got constant munchies.
Yeah, okay. And Eeyore is always like, you know, the abused stepchild. I don't know. All right. I'm not a Winnie the Pooh fan.
I understand. Wreck-It Ralph or Peter Pan?
Oh, my God. Peter Pan nostalgia.
All right.
That whole scene where they go into their what the heck is the name of the game with all the guns?
Yes, that's true. With the
that
bugs,
that is brutal.
Yeah,
but
there's also overt Peter racism.
Yeah, if you actually go back and watch original Peter Pan, that movie's a little bit darker and rougher than you think.
Tinkerbell tries to kill Wendy on multiple occasions.
Yeah,
they try and drown Tiger Lily.
So this is why we're voting for it, right?
Multiple attempted murder charges.
Yes. You know, given those, I'm still going to go Peter Pan.
As opposed to Wreck-It Ralph, where you have a king trying to kill a girl just because she's different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Neither of them really are sending good messages.
Yeah. I'm going to go Peter Pan.
But, you know, Q-Cubert is in Wreck-It Ralph. And I think all the scenery in Sugar Rush is actually quite appealing, but then it gets ruined by a bunch of bugs.
Yeah, it does. And more bugs, Dean.
Ugh. Kids hate bugs, right. Except when they get to actually play with real ones, which is weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. Or large ones. Beauty and the Beast or Finding Nemo? I'm going to have to go Nemo.
Terrorizing large sharks.
Yeah, they're friends.
Murder of the mother in the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
Or
hello,
hello.
Yeah, move your car.
Listen.
So you got Murder of the Mother in the first 5 minutes,
yeah,
or
yeah.
I got what's it up against Beauty and the Beast?
And the Beast.
So I got the terrorizing wolves. The main character is rugged and rough,
yes.
And they're drinking in a bar.
Yes, which you can't drink in a bar in the place in Walt Disney World.
No, but you can get modified cinnamon buns.
Mm.
Well,
I voted Nemo.
I'd probably vote for Nemo, too.
So it doesn't really matter. I would say Beauty and the Beast just because there's so much of it everywhere. So kids would understand it more. Because there's the Beauty and the Beast stage show, the characters. You don't have as much Nemo,
good.
Except in the seas.
Cinderella or James and the Giant Peach?
Oh, Cinderella. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll go with Cinderella on that
one. Never mind Jimmy and his big peaches.
Jimmy's big peach.
Hey, they're fuzzy. Like his navel.
Oh. Wait, he has ships?
That was good.
Yeah. Lady and the Tramp or Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, my God.
I'm going Lady and the Tramp.
Now, see, this is tough because if you would have left Monsters University and I would have maybe...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Now, you know what? I got to stick to my guns. Lady and the Tramp, nostalgia.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Monsters, Inc. I think the slapstick comedy is a little bit more accessible for kids.
Well, you still lost.
Yeah, I did. So. Next. I did. But I had to vote my conscience. Mm.
Let your conscience be your guide, even though we booted him to the curb.
Yes, we did. 101 Dalmatians or Chicken Little?
Dalmatians.
Chicken Little.
I'm going to go with Mike with the Dalmatians. Because they show parents in a positive light.
I've got a dream.
You're still stuck on that.
It's in my head.
The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 1977, or Tarzan?
Tarzan.
Pooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pooh. Jungle Book or Secret of the Wings? I'm going to go Jungle Book because I haven't seen Secret of the Wings.
I want to be like you.
I would go Secret of the Wings.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, I have seen Secret of the Wings. I still go Jungle Book.
Mike?
Jungle Book.
You see, it's true.
Doopity.
Doobity-doo.
Doopity-doo-wow.
I'm anti-Jungle Book after this summer.
Wow. Your experience in Animal Kingdom really scarred you. Oh.
It did.
Oh.
But,
No more king. No more king.
You idiot! Toy Story 2?
No, it's not fair.
Toy Story 2 or Ratatouille?
See what we have there? Toy Story 1 in, so I'm going Ratatouille.
Interesting. I, too, am going to go Ratatouille from the bright lights and fun slapped sticky. And it sounds like Skipper Dick Ritchie is in the movie. So it's up to you, Dean.
You both went Ratatouille, so it's not up to me.
Oh, that's right. It's not. Look at this.
I would have gone Ratatouille for the record.
Nice. Well, the record. Let the record show. All right. We have Bolt and Hercules.
Hercules.
Oh.
I'm going to go Hercules as well.
Yeah.
So that is unanimous. All right, let me just check here, and we have our final movie, which can't get matched up with anything because it was an odd number, is Cars 2. So do we want to push Cars 2 to the next round?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I don't, but
well, yeah, well, you haven't seen it.
All right,
I've seen
what?
Most of it, parts of it, but
Cars is still in, right?
Yes.
Okay, then we can just boot Cars 2 because I don't think it'll make it past some of the ones we just did anyway.
All right, so now we are, yes, now we're on to the third round.
Which contains how many films?
Like 75.
That's because Mike says yes to everything.
Ooh, fun date.
Friday the 13th, yes! It teaches them how to be safe when they're in the woods.
It teaches them where not to run.
Level set again, Fantasia or Finding Nemo?
Nemo.
You know, because of the human interjections there and introducing the segments, mm-hmm. I'll go with Nemo on that one. I'm going to kick Fantasia out.
All right. Sorry, Fantasia. We had a nice run. All right. Let's see. Cinderella or Planes, Fire, and Rescue?
Cinderella.
Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
I agree with Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Oh, my God.
Again. First Disney film to a 5-year-old.
I know, but It's not even a Disney film like Cinderella.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Not
yes,
a
it is.
Classic.
Yes, it
not
is.
A classic.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
You think 5-year-olds care about whether they're classics?
This is true.
Well, you don't ever hear someone say, oh, my first experience with Disney was Planes, Fires, and Rescue. It was Cinderella or Snow White.
You would if you talked to a 5-year-old.
Again, I'm out of the loop, so.
You ready for this? Peter Pan or Planes?
Mike doesn't want to hear my answer, so I'm gonna wait so I don't get yelled at first.
All right, I'm going to say Planes.
So am I.
You know, I think I bring myself down to thinking a 5-year-old level. Yeah, I probably would say Planes too.
Wow.
Wow, you made a big move from 7, huh?
Yeah. Lady and the Tramp or Winnie the Pooh, 2011?
Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
I'm going to go with Lady and the Tramp on that one.
Yes!
I like both of those. That could have been the finals for me. I mean, those are both good choices.
The Princess and the Frog, or Sleep
Frog,
or Sleeping Beauty.
Oh God!
I'm gonna say Princess and the Frog.
I already know what Mike's gonna say. I'm gonna make him say it first.
Yeah, I would say Sleeping Beauty. I would.
So we have the villain that Mike thinks is the
the worst villain of all time.
And that's what I'm going to roll out my kid on this first movie. Yeah.
So no, you're going to give him a voodoo doctor that changes people. And you have scary shadows.
Versus the fun singing alligator.
The
cute frogs.
Listen, the fun singing alligator didn't really go too far, if you know what I mean. Or you're going to have.
No, go ahead. I'm not sure what you mean there, Mike. Can you explain that a little farther? You want to extrapolate?
You're gonna have the voodoo ghosts flying through the cemetery.
Come on, the hoodoo, the voodoo that you do.
Because I can at least show the Maleficent film and show that she was good before.
No, you can't.
Because that's canon.
All right. So, Mike, it's up to you.
No, it's up to Dean.
Dean, it's up to you.
You and I both agreed on the frog.
Okay. Frog wins.
Damn frog. Now, if it was Muppets.
Oddly enough,
if it was
not animated.
If it was Muppets, I would have said yes. But Muppets Most Wanted, I would have said no.
Yeah, I think I agree with you there. Tinkerbell, this isn't even close. Tinkerbell on the Lost Treasure or 101 Dalmatians?
Dalmatians.
Tinkerbell.
I'm going to go Dalmatians with this one.
I love the Sharpie sound.
Yeah. Isn't that great? And it is an actual Sharpie. I will put this up on our Instagram account, the actual Sharpie.
Can I, this is probably not the appropriate time to pause. I should have asked this question in the beginning. Do you think the answers here matter whether or not you're talking about a 5-year-old boy or a 5-year-old girl?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I think five
to,
is...
We actually discussed that, but I think that's a good point.
I think five is a little early to have...
Gender identified.
Gender related. Well, no, you can have gender identified, but I don't think you're going to have gender peer pressure. I don't think it's going to be... You know, from a movie standpoint, I don't think it matters.
Right.
I don't either. I just wanted to bring that point up.
Yes.
To consider as people are listening.
Okay, so we are at... What are we at? Did I say Jungle Book?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, no.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The Jungle...
Mike says yes to both.
I would just say that Nightmare on Elm Street. Jungle Book. You need those films to teach kids how to run away.
No. Jungle Book or Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
I'm going to go Ratatouille.
I blew your minds on that one, didn't I?
Wow. Shere Khan gets the axe.
Yes, he should have 2 rounds ago.
Cars or the Aristocats?
Cars.
kidnapping versus Doc Hollywood.
No, but cute kitties playing piano.
Yeah, well, Mater.
Mater. This is a tough one.
I'm going to go Cars.
Oh, you're going to put the pressure on me. Oh, good. You didn't put the pressure on me.
No.
I would have had a hard time with that one.
All right.
I like them both.
Yes. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh or Lilo and Stitch. That's 1977 Pooh. That's old Pooh.
Old Pooh.
Better clean it.
Got to scrape it off.
Mm-hmm.
I
hope I'm not crossing movies. I remember Old Pooh being a little bit more on the scary side.
I'm going Lilo and Stitch.
And while Lilo and Stitch has the fake Men in Black people, I think Lilo and Stitch are both so huggable that kids like it.
Yes, I agree. Little Mermaid or Mulan?
Little Mermaid.
Ugh, 0 for 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mulan. I'm going to go with Little Mermaid as well. Sorry, Mulan.
We'll go with Mermaid.
Hercules?
Hercules, Hercules.
Or Pocahontas?
Just because of the colors in the song, I'm going to go with Pocahontas.
Wow, I'm going to go Hercules for exactly the reason of not having shot and dad don't kill him and I'm going to chop his head off and Mel Gibson singing. I'm going to go Hercules.
You know, the villains in Hercules are a little less scary to me.
They're a little Hades is fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not as dark
right, of
a villain as, say, someone terrifying and creepy that should have been eliminated 3 rounds ago, like in Little Mermaid.
Mm.
But I still like the forest friend, so I'm going to go Pocahontas.
All right. Wow, Hercules is out. Okay, we're on to round 3.
I thought we already did round 3.
4. I can count.
Yeah, but wait.
What are we waiting for?
Did I miss one? Wasn't Toy Story in there too somewhere?
Yeah, it is, but it's an even number.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That need to pair up, so Toy Story goes on to the next round.
Gotcha.
You got to buy.
You got to buy. Got to buy this one.
It got the mid-tournament buy.
Excellent. Yes. All right.
Toy Story or 101 Dalmatians?
Toy Story.
Yeah, I'll go with Toy Story. The first one. That's good. Good choice.
All right. Okay. Finding Nemo or Princess and the Frog?
Nemo.
I'll say Nemo.
All right, I'll get there, Nemo.
I'll get there. It'll happen at some point. Cars or Little Mermaid?
For me, Cars.
Cars. Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Cars or Little Mermaid? I don't see a frightening villain in Cars.
Neither do I. Good music. Fun story.
I have to go Little Mermaid. I'm sure I'm out of it, but I'd have to go Little Mermaid.
No, that's fine. Why do you say Little Mermaid over Cars? Nostalgia?
The
5-year-olds loved nostalgia.
No, but I think you have Sebastian. I just think you have a lot for kids. And again, you see a lot more of it if you go in the parks or in stores than you do Cars. So I just think that kids can relate.
Oh, when's the last time you've been to a Disney store?
Well, yeah, but
teaching young girls to sacrifice their identity to get the guy. Wow. Yeah, that's good.
You won't even teach your kid to run away from a guy with a chainsaw.
I'd rather he be the guy with a chainsaw.
Look,
wait,
look.
That didn't sound right.
He doesn't live in Texas. Planes or Lilo and Stitch? I'm going to go planes.
Why?
Because it is completely non-threatening. There is no evil, like, you know, Stitch is good except for when he isn't good, you know? And then he feels ashamed for being bad, but it's kind of, that can be a little scary. So that's my reason for voting planes. Mike, do you have a reason or are you just voting for planes?
No, I think what you just said works.
I agree. I'd go planes.
Tangled or Planes, Fire, and Rescue?
That's not fair because I love Tangled.
I know.
But I think Planes, Fire, and Rescue might be better for a younger kid.
All right, Mike?
Forest Fire. I'm
yeah,
waffling.
The Forest Fire scene
is pretty
intense.
The Forest Fire is rough. That is actually a pretty intense animated scene.
It is intense. There is some pretty intense emotions, too, from the chief.
Of course, Mother Gothel stabbing Flynn.
There's that. There's also graphic depiction of World War II with a Corsair getting shot down.
There are some bullets. A lot of gunfire
in
them.
Yes, there is. I'm gonna vote Tangled.
Yeah, I'm Tangled.
I think I talked myself into Tangled. I like the music in Tangled.
I do too!
I don't want to pin it on them because I can't remember if it was Nate or Matt, but I know one of the guys on Wedway just did not like it because it was Mandy Moore. They didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I've heard that from more than just him. More, you know, but I actually think she does a great job in the Mother Gothel.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She's fantastic.
Yep.
Amazing singing. Not that we're talking about best music. We're talking about most appropriate for a five-year-old, but I think the music plays a big part of that.
Right. Lady and the Tramp or Ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
I'm going to vote Lady and the Tramp.
I think they're... I mean, Ratatouille does not actually have a villain.
Well, and I mean, really, Anton Ego?
Yeah, exactly. But Lady and the Tramp, I think, is... other than a couple of those scenes where they're kind of running a little bit wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all that terrifying either, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And given that, I'm going to go dogs over rats.
Okay.
I'm going to go Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp moves on. We're at a final seven.
How's that going
to
work?
The one in the middle is going to move on to the next round.
There you go.
Lady...
Hit the one in the middle.
Right. Tangled or Finding Nemo?
Nemo.
I'm going to go Nemo, too.
Yeah.
Cars or Lady and the Tramp? Whoa. Mufasa.
Say it again. Say it again.
That's...
Because we got Cars,
or Lady and the Tramp. Yeah.
Cars for me. I like Cars.
See, that's one thing where when I asked about the gender, my son at that age was loving playing with Cars.
Right.
And loving literally the cars from Cars.
Right.
So when you first said it, my gut reaction is, oh yeah, definitely Cars.
But I can tell you my daughter as well still has all of the diecast cars.
Yeah, and I think that really is appealing. I think people hated the movie in some sense, although I think maybe two more than one. But even if it was a pure merch grab by Disney,
mm-hmm.
it was genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really appealing to the kids to play with the toys after they're done watching the movie.
This is true. Cars. All right, Cars gets it. Sorry, Tramp.
That's why Lady is a Tramp.
Pocahontas or Toy Story?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Wow.
Get out, Poke.
Move! Get out the way!
Are we at a final four?
Not yet. What are we at?
Is it going to be in Indianapolis or Fort Worth?
Right. All right, we're at our final four. Let's go with Toy Story versus Planes.
Toy Story.
Dean, do you want to be the deciding vote?
I'm still deciding, and I'm leaning... Oh, gosh. I don't want to even say where I'm leaning, because I got to think about this.
All right, I will say Planes, so then you can debate.
You're murderous. Well, I need you each to give me a case, then, so I can make a choice.
Okay, Mike, you go first. Case for Toy Story.
I think Toy Story is a story that touches everybody, little kids, big kids, and I think the success of it moving on with sequels and how popular they were shows how incredible this film was. And I also think that this is a great teaching lesson for every kid. And what kid's not going to relate to toys?
That is a great thing. Okay.
I like it.
I like it too. Oh man. He might have swayed me. all right. My vote for Planes is because there isn't really a fear factor. There's a large sense of accomplishment when the main character, you know, actually wins the race against all odds, spoiler. And I think that it's one of those things that's just accessible and non-threatening, which might be good for a first Disney animated film.
Both great cases, and I think, you know, by the time you're five, I'm going to assume most kids have watched television at that point, even if they haven't approached a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think any level of threatening that Toy Story presents with, you know, Sid next door and some of those creepy toys coming out from under the bed.
Yeah, specifically the Erector Set baby doll head spider toy.
Yeah, that's
not creepy. That bothered me but, at all.
Not that you still have nightmares.
No.
I think that's probably mostly benign for most kids. And I'm going to go with Mike. I think on the characters are a little bit more ever after for the kids that are watching it. I think they're going to have a bigger variety of characters to adapt to, and you know, like Mike said, what kid doesn't love toys? So having the toys, you know, they're going to start looking at their own toys in a different light and probably want to play with some of the toys from Toy Story. So I would probably pick Toy Story.
All right. Toy Story moves on to the final.
I would pick Toy Story.
Yes, I probably would.
Not I probably would. I am you choosing are Toy Story.
Good. Be declared.
So, just if I can say at this point, Polly, do you know what my number one was?
Cinderella.
No.
No.
Toy Story.
Oh, okay.
That's my number one.
Well, it hasn't won yet.
No, but it's gotten this far. And that's the explanation.
It's in the final.
All the elements. It has all the elements.
It's in
and
the final.
And not one of what against Mike.
And now, yeah, right?
You shouldn't have told me.
This one is, I think, harder. Finding Nemo and Cars. And I think I think Mike needs to vote last.
It's a layup for me.
You're going Cars.
I'm going Cars.
I'm going to go Finding Nemo.
Because I think that the characters are a little bit more lovable.
What?
The play on. Oh, it's the characters in Nemo are terrifying at some level.
It's got Crush.
Okay.
Crush is fun. Dory's kind of fun. Nemo just misbehaves, doesn't pay attention to his parents.
All right, this is an easy one for me to
Marlin's
decide.
Marlin's depressed.
This is going to be you guys' decision, okay? This is how I'm going to do it, because I think they're both great. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Against Cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. You've caught up.
Polly, did you see...
Terrifying Sharks.
Did you see Finding Dory?
Yes.
Dean, did you see Finding Dory?
I did.
Polly, did you see Cars 2?
Yes.
Dean, did you finish Cars 2?
I watched the vast majority of it.
No.
I don't. You want to judge based on sequels? Did you see Cinderella 2 and Cinderella Bration?
No. What I'm saying, no. And
all the other crap that was made after a regular classic movie got muddied by bad Eisner decisions.
Listen. I'm just. They're both great, and I'm not judging it on that. What I'm saying is, to me, and I haven't seen Finding Dory yet, and I will. I want to.
Well, oh, Mike, have you seen Finding Dory yet?
No.
Have you seen Cars 2?
Yep.
Oh, decision made.
No. See, and this is...
Well, that was easy. Good. Move on to the finals, Paul.
This is where it's
ridiculous.
Let him finish.
No, this is... And you're... It's... I'm not saying... My God, Dean, you're not Lasseter. Relax. What I'm saying is they're both... What I would do right now, for me...
Frozen.
For me, I would say Toy Story 1, Cars 2, Finding Nemo
3. Yeah, stop it! No, we're talking about... that completed. We're talking about
Listen,
Cars
that's what
Finding
I
Nemo.
But
I think all of those movies have actually been made, haven't they?
Yes.
It's extremely...
Or they're in the works.
It's extremely difficult for me. And another reason I have to be careful is because if I go against Deegan, he's going against me for anything. So,
maybe.
Paulie is at least objective. No, but...
I try.
Loki was a better villain.
Loki is a better villain.
Yeah, he's with Taylor Swift. Okay,
That would make him a pretty good villain.
Yeah, I actually saw their house. Okay, let's see. No, in Rhode Island, we were there.
Finding Nemo or Cars.
You know,
don't wait for the translation. Answer me now.
Donde estana Nemo?
No,
adios pantalones.
It's that tough for me, but I honestly I have to go with Cars. And it's hard, but I think of you know, you see a lot more Mater and Lightning McQueen stuff than you do Nemo stuff. You see,
yeah.
I just think it's...
You should be at most of the Disney stores down in Walt Disney World right now, because there's a heck of a lot of Dory.
Yeah,
right,
really
because...
Is.
Because
that's Finding Nemo, but no, just saying, there's a lot out there.
Because the movie just came out. Cars is still out. There's a lot of stuff still out. I mean, you have Flower and Garden, you have...
Well, now we're going into the Cars versus Toy Story final debate, so go.
And this is where I shoot myself, because they're both... they're both... like top notch.
It's a little extreme.
I'm sticking to Toy Story just because it has the elements of making friendship and things are different. It's okay. I think it's a better teaching lesson, and I think because kids relate to the toys better. But also, I love. To me, this is a win-win. But I am going Toy Story.
Okay, Toy Story. Dean.
Wow.
You're in the really unenviable position of picking against Mike or picking Toy Story like you want to.
No, I don't necessarily want to pick Toy Story. It's not. It would certainly be a viable decision as a great gateway movie, if you will. as would Cars. I mean, they're both excellent.
They are.
They both have a lot of the elements I would want and are missing some of the elements that are the reasons I eliminated other movies. Meaning, you know,
yes.
There's no terrifying characters. Yes. There's no real scary scenes.
There's no question. And there's no questions of what do they mean? Why is he sad? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's nobody smoking.
Tires.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Buzz Lightyear does smoke.
Well, he also thinks he flies. But
actually, just... no, not Buzz Lightyear. That's no. Woody. Woody smokes twice. The center of his head and his hand.
That's true. But...
not his fault.
No.
The burning hand was a great discovery.
Yes, it is.
I am actually going to lean towards Cars.
So
I vote Cars.
So now it's in my court. Actually, it's not. Listeners, you let us
yes.
know, please, on Twitter, whether you
yes.
choose Cars or
yes.
Toy Story.
Yes.
And we're going to put up a poll when the show releases on our
Take
Twitter
Take the Dean
account.
Element out of it. Yes.
And we will announce the results. I agree with both of you. Both of these are great choices for first Disney films. I think it kind of speaks to today's child that both are 3D animated. I think that in the past there was a little bit more of a, oh, the kids can either they won't understand it or it's character building to have scary situations or scary characters. But yes, please let us know at Butter and Bacon on Twitter. Send us an email, butterandbaconpodcast@gmail.com. You'll hear all this stuff again at the end when Kylo Ren says it. But yeah, let us know what your choice is. And please, this is the good stuff.
This has been the good stuff. Thank you for listening to Butter and Bacon. For personalized trip planning services and expertise, please contact Becca via email at becca@adventuresoutthertravel.com, on Twitter at AIOTTravel, or visit our website, adventuresoutthertravel.com, where you can get more information, read our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, and request a quote. Let them know Butter and Bacon sent you. You can follow Butter and Bacon on Twitter at Butter and Bacon, on Instagram as Butter and Bacon Podcast, and please contact us via email at butterandbaconpodcast@gmail.com. To get the good stuff delivered hot and fresh, please subscribe to Butter and Bacon in your podcast app of choice.
Funny story there. I'm going to stop you for a second.
Yeah.
We got my in-laws to babysit one night, and this goes back probably 2 years, so my son was probably four. And we come home, and they're watching Song of the South.
Excellent.
We're like, what are you doing?
That's fantastic.
Like, oh, he said it was a cartoon. You guys let him watch.
I'm going to go Lilo and Stitch as well.
Hold on 1 second. Call from Boston. Hold on.
Good.
Hello?
No, not from Boston.
Boston?
Who's this? This is the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
I got a number. How you like them?
Oh, apples? God. Oh, God.
Park your car in Harvard Yard. We should have Dennis come on the show and do a little Boston for us.
Yeah. Or Evan.
Or Evan.
Easy.
You want to go there, Blue?
This isn't making the show.
You want this on CNN, buddy?
Hey, speaking of that, did you see
The Jungle Book? He really left.
Hello?
Hold on. Let me see if it's anything I can deal with. Hold on.
Downtown. He sounds like a Progresso soup commercial.
Oh, that's the more scary of the two poo movies.
Use that as your audio drop.
I'm going to go poo.
I'll be right back. I'll just talk.
No.
I can hear you fine, yeah. I can hear everybody fine.
Okay, good. Because if as long as you're the one recording and you can hear us fine, then that's fine.
That's a good question. Am I recording?
Oh, no.
Kidding. This is not the other night recording.
Oh, my God. I kill you. More Sharpie noise. We're actually at our last three, so we're just going to debate all three because you can't do an either or.
Oh, okay.
Interestingly,
seven.
Well, no, we narrowed it down because remember one of them went on, so it was six we picked, and now three.
Oh, okay.
Math.
Maybe we can rank them 1, 2, and 3 then.
Yeah, we can do that. Why don't we do that? All right, so we're at our final three, and I think we're just going to rank them 1, 2, or 3. So rather than say, you know, which one, you know, or maybe we can say which one we want, or we can just rank all three individually and see if they jive. Interestingly, none of them are hand-drawn. All of them are Pixar. Not
wow.
True. Shocker. Not true. Planes is not Pixar.
No, it's not.
So we have Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and Planes are the top three that we came up with in doing the either-or for showing a five-year-old kid their first Disney movie.
Can I tell you something?
When did Cars get the boot? Hang on. When did Cars get kicked out?
It did not. Oh, wait. All right, final four.
I thought we were at a final four.
Let me start all of this over again. Damn it. And because it's final four, we can still do either or.
Yeah. No, yeah, we don't let him watch anything. That's what Mike thinks. Mike's upset that we haven't let him watch Friday the 13th yet.
No, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I'm sorry, Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. He needs to learn not to run into the house.
Mike, how about Child's Play? Should have seen that one already, since it has a doll in it.
Is that Chucky?
Is that
that.
Yeah.
No Chucky.
Oh, that's funny.
Shoot that. No way. You put a Chucky doll in here, I'm running it over and dragging it down the street. Hell no.
Now, Mike, which one's more appropriate for a five-year-old? Saving Private Ryan or Full Metal Jacket?
Saving Private Ryan because it teaches a good lesson at the end. Full Metal Jacket. This is my rifle. There are none like that's bad. You don't want to teach him to shoot people. You want to teach him to help people.